Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The last time we were in Morondoy, Catalina, Mala, and Pepper had whisked Shelley away for what she believed was a simple dinner, even blindfolding her on the way. Shelley worried that Ignatius was cheating, as he hadn't answered his phone all day, but her friends reassured her that he was a changed man. Meanwhile, Pepper confided that she didn't trust her stepdaughter Eva, believing the girl was spying for Simon's ex-wife Joy. When the blindfold came off, Shelley was overwhelmed. The entire village had gathered to celebrate her cancer recovery. Ignatius delivered a speech that melted her heart. Yet, tension brewed when Coretta warned Mala that Sharona was a drug addict that could corrupt her son. As we return to Morondoy, the early morning sun isn't the only thing that's getting hot.
Sonny and Bibi, it's nice seeing you out here so early. How's the new year treating you?
No complaints so far, Miss Mortal. Watch. Me can't tell when last me see so many people in the community center ground exercising.
New Year's resolutions, eh?
Well, to me, it not even feel like a new year.
Same thing as saying, baby. As soon as you make two turnaround, it's another year. And life goes on.
Anyway, we thank God for life.
What was nice to start off this year was the party Ignatius threw for Shelley. Oh, my mama! Nothing nice, bud! Catalina, watch. You did a wonderful job helping to plan it.
Sonny, it was a lot of work, but very rewarding.
Well, Shelley looked really happy, I gotta say that. You could see that she was surprised and grateful to see everybody.
Is the whole village torn up?
And nobody can say them in get food.
Man? I don't know when I go see so much of food in my life again.
Abby should be happy that Ignatius finally put the "I am the richest man in Morondoy" money to good use.
Yes.
Listen, me happy for Shelley though. But let me tell you something. Dealing with cancer are not an easy thing. Me mama not make it. Until now, me can tell I ain't even catch myself yet.
Yes, it's serious.
And look how many people been diagnosed.
It's something in the air, something in the water we drinking, the food we eating, genetics. Why all this cancer?
Girl, thou some very good questions you asked there, Catalina.
Processed foods and poor diet is one.
Same thing me and Bibi been a talk about this morning. When Abby been a grow up, everybody used to eat them fresh fruits. Pumpkin, bora, karaila, pana regula. And we fresh fish and so, you know.
Yes, some of us still eating like that, Sonny.
Yes, but check the number of fast food places all over. We done had so much back in the day. Soon as you step out your door, it's there right there.
And it is also contributing to the number of people who are becoming obese, which is another contributing factor to cancer.
People really need to start thinking about what they're eating and how it can affect their life.
And a lot of people don't even exercise either. They might eat everything and them not even put in one effort for walk a little 5 minutes self.
Inactivity, you call though. Another contributing factor to cancer.
Yes.
What about alcohol?
Excessive consumption. That is what you call that.
We got some alcoholics right here in Murundi. Maybe we need to work on that.
We got to work on the alcohol and on everything else that we discuss. From the food, the lack of exercise, obesity, everything.
You know what? Maybe Abby can think about what Abby can do as one village for this new year. And even get the village council involvement.
At the next meeting, me go raise it.
Yes, I know Shelly wants to share her story.
Good.
Abby got to encourage people to do their regular checkups too. Plenty people now go doctor till they start feel real sick.
Me myself got to get more serious with that.
Yes. Because if you happen to get cancer, it can be detected early.
Have we got enough work for doing, Murundi?
My son just messaged me.
Who? Denzel? What is he saying?
Oh, it's just a message from Facebook he forwarded to everybody.
All things with you, Alan, you know.
Sonny, I barely catch a glimpse of my son since the new year start.
It's like Denzel becoming a stranger to us.
What? I saw bad Zina got this banner.
That woman got my son under a spell. But y'all don't worry. This is a new year. And I make up my mind to do whatever I got to do to get that witch away from my son.
Catalina, hear me out. Maybe, just maybe, you should just accept the relationship. If the two people really like one another.
Accept what, baby? Why a young woman like me must accept an old cow as her friend?
Yes. What? A first time me hear that, you know.
You hear me right.
They make any progress with who knocked down Zina?
I don't know and I don't care.
But Catalina, it was strange that Zina accused you of being involved.
Sonny!
What?
Why would Zina think that you had something to do with the accident?
That's what this woman think?
Yes. She tell me and Bibi that.
Yeah, when she been a visit, Abby?
Well, look me crosses.
Catalina, it's probably a slip of the tongue on Zina's part.
Slip of a tongue, Auntie Martha? So this old kavak am I going around the place telling people I knock she down?
I thought you know, Catalina.
Be nice, pass me.
Catalina, just let there be peace.
How, Auntie Martha? Huh? How? Zina's a parasite and she's making serious allegations against me. Y'all excuse me.
Catalina, where are you going?
Oh gosh, Miss Mortal. Me think she been know.
No.
No.
I didn't say anything to her after Zina made similar statements to me. I was trying to maintain peace. Oh God, peace.
Me and me big mouth.
Look, I sure she head into Zina's house. Catalina!
Miss Mortal, sorry. I didn't know.
Catalina!
Well, I tell you. Sonny, you could real talk, me tell you.
Catalina, must be heading straight to Zina's house or put a licking punchy.
Oh gosh, Sonny. You think Abby should follow them? After all, are you open your mouth? You like to talk.
But how me would I know that Catalina na know? Eh? And maybe it's good you know what Zina saying behind your back. Why would you tell people that this woman got something to do with your accident when she na got no proof? Eh? Tell me.
That's true. But still, Sonny, watch the commotion you cause.
Come, baby. Let me go home. This place don't start for get hot.
Mommy? Mommy, what you doing here?
Denzel, where's Zina? Let her come out here and talk to me.
Mommy, it's too early in the day for this. Please go home now.
Denzel, what is going on?
Zina, you are spas me. You going around the place telling people I had something to do with your accident?
Mommy.
Denzel, don't mommy me. Let her answer.
Yes. I have shared this with some people. What are you going to do about it?
Woman, you sick? How you could accuse me of something like that with no proof?
Because I don't have a problem with anybody else. And you had a problem with me being with your son.
Okay, y'all stop. Y'all stop.
So don't mean I had something to do with it? Zina, you had good? You know, I was thinking that something was wrong with your brains before. But I'm convinced something wrong now.
Well, if you didn't do it then, you have nothing to worry about.
I did not do it. I'm not crazy.
Okay, can you stop now?
Look, just get out of my house.
Mommy, for peace sake, ask you, please. Oh.
Look, Denzel, just shut up. Zina, you know you don't get what you're looking for.
You come in my house and threaten me. But yet, you didn't have nothing to do with my accident.
Okay. Denzel, look, move. I didn't!
Mommy!
You behave like the animal you are.
I'm gonna show you what kind of animal I am. Just pass on with the best!
Mommy! Zina! No! Don't stop it! Stop it!
What are you talking about? Stop it!
What is
it? I'm sure you're not stopping!
Stop!
Mercy!
Pass me! Just pass me!
What is going on here?
Gaina,
eh? Catalina! And Zina! Just stop it, man! Stop!
You come into my house, assault me? Mm. You must be crazy, Catalina!
Oh, Jesus! Catalina, let's go.
I got more where that came from! Don't mess with me, Zina! Don't mess with me!
Mommy, how you can come tell by people how to pick fight, eh? Mommy, you're supposed to be against violence, oh man! Oh, Mommy! Mommy is a hypocrite!
Look, you shut up! Wake up! Wake up and see what this woman is doing to you! You hear? Wake up and see what you're too young to be trapped like this.
I am grown. Stop treating me like a little boy.
Catalina, let's go home. Zina, I'm sorry for the damage. We will replace everything.
We, Auntie Martha, we're not replacing anything. She's going around the place telling people that I knocked Sheena.
Auntie Martha, you know I beg you not to say anything to Mommy. What were you even thinking?
Hello, Denzel. I don't know who you think you're talking to in that tone. But don't get silly with me here today, boy. Not because you shack up with a big woman means that I will allow you to disrespect me. I did not tell your mother anything, Denzel. Zina told Bibi and Sonny her thoughts about the accident, and that is how your mother found out.
And as everybody knew except me.
Zina, is this true?
Look, I'm gonna clean myself up. Denzel, get these people out of my house now!
Denzel, get out of this before it's too late. You hear my saying, son? Get out of this. If she can accuse your mother of something so sinister, what else she wouldn't do?
My whole view of Zina has changed. Denzel, open your eyes! For you to be disrespectful to me and your mother, eh? This is not you, son! This is not you! Get out of this before it's too late!
Yeah, please go. Please.
I hope you heard us. Come on, Auntie Martha.
I will not stop praying for you, Denzel. Not now, not ever.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.